Hello guys, it's Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to this song called Madigan. It's actually just a little jingle that I guess the BBC at one point commissioned a bunch of electronic artists to make little interlude things. So that's what we just listened to. I'm planning on using those for the future because they're very cute, and we all know how I love my beeps and boops. So yeah, great stuff. Also, I hopped on air like 30 minutes ago because the person before me never shows up, so I'm very sorry about the Dua Lipa remix. I like really thought I was gonna play a different one, and then that one just ended up playing. It's not very good, but I was going for like a pop moment there for the past 30 minutes. I don't really have a theme for today. A lot of the songs that I'm playing have like synth sounds in them, so I think that's a through line. Other than that, it's just music. The theme of this week is music, so let me know what you think of that theme. You can feel free to call in. The number is 855-915-9636. As per usual, call in, tell me about your day. Love chatting on air, so feel free to do that. We also have a brand new DJ chat feature. So if you head to the website, there is a DJ chat page on the website, and you can send me anything you want to say to me, which is really cool. And you can send me GIFs too, which is also really cool. Anyway, we're going to start off the day with one from Blood Orange. I know I've been playing a lot of Blood Orange recently on Beantunes, but I was really loving Coastal Grooves, the album, this summer, and I have to play this music on air. So this one is called I'm Sorry We Lied. It's from the album Coastal Grooves. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Stay tuned for more music because the theme is music today. All right, here we go. That was Lone. The song was called Aquamarine. It came out in 2011, which is a fact. Not super relevant. Anyway, before that I played one from Magdalena Bay, Only If You Want It. I'm going to see Magdalena Bay in November, which is super exciting because I saw them this year in February. I think it was like a Valentine's Day show, or it was that week or something like that. And they were so good. And very much looking forward to seeing them again, this time at the Royale, which is just dream goals. So awesome because I love the Royale. It's my favorite venue, I think, in the area. I'm tired of going to the Roadrunner. I think that artists all want to go to the Roadrunner now because it's big and it's cool, I guess. But I really resent that place, even though I've been to some good shows there, like many good shows. It's just so far. And I'm not someone who likes to sit in an Uber for like 25 minutes. So I would prefer to go to the Royale. And you can get like good food after you go see a show at the Royale because it's right near Chinatown. As much as I don't like downtown Boston, I think the Royale is like the one redeeming quality of that area. It's just a weird area. I don't really love it, but that's just life. Sucks that I have to go see concerts at the Roadrunner. Really sucks. Anyway, I'm going to play one from Daft Punk next. It's called Crescendals. From the album Discovery. I watched the Daft Punk movie last spring. This was not last year. It just feels like last year because I just operate on a school schedule and not a normal person schedule. So the movie Interstellar is incredible. And there's this scene where basically the premise is just that there's like an alien band, and then they get abducted and then end up on a different planet, which is Earth, and they get called the Crescendals. And sorry, I just got a little overwhelmed. But anyway, I'm gonna play that song. I hope you all enjoy it. Woo!
You trouver. N'oublie pas mes petits souliers.
C'était bien à trouver.
N'oublie pas mes petits souliers. N'oublie pas de les lacer serrés.
Comme ça que tu voulais m'aimer, toi.
Hello, we have a PSA. I think you're on mic 4. Yeah, you are. Cool.
Hello.
If you want to go ahead and read our PSA for today.
Okay, this is the cause very important to us here at WMFO. Something to be taken very seriously. This is numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of, hear me out, 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
Mm.
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent to the weight of more than 2 iPhone 12s.
That's crazy.
I wonder what that is in iPhone 13s. This was Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Also, there's a little appendix on this PSA. It says, to recap, crypto boys, you stink and you're killing the planet.
So real.
Snaps to that.
So real. Yeah, that's a real problem. We don't talk about Bitcoin energy consumption.
You know the Snoop Dogg
performance with Eminem for the MTV something VMAs something awards, and they were NFT animations. How much energy? How many days of household energy did that take?
How many days of household energy did LCD Sound System's performance at the Bored Ape Yacht Club festival?
Yeah.
Consume? Come on, James.
Yeah, let's talk about that. James Murphy is not aware of his energy consumption. Yeah.
Come on, he needs a new body. He needs a new
energy consumption habit.
He needs a new energy source.
That was great. I'm so glad my listeners can be woke to that.
Let's get some noise in the DJ chat, please.
Yeah, let's hear about your energy consumption. Do you own Bitcoin?
Solar or wind?
True.
What you picking?
True. Or like rat powered, like on a hamster wheel powered.
Yeah.
Rodent. I would prefer that. If my house was going to be powered by not energy, not like grid energy, it would be by
get on that
wheel.
Elon, rodent power.
Yeah. I listened to a podcast about Grimes recently.
Speaking of
Elon, apparently they have this really weird thing where like Elon is supposed to raise the boy, and Grimes is supposed to raise the girl, and she's like, I can't raise the boy. I'm not equipped to raise a boy. Like, Elon is the one who's supposed to teach him how to do man things.
I don't think he's who I'd want me to be teaching doing man. Grimes teach me how to do man things.
Yeah, well, I don't know about her either.
Grimes teaches you.
That's just such a terrible combo for parenting.
Fix a hubcap.
Okay.
That sounds like an SNL skit. Okay, back.
It's time to go back to the music. I'm going to play this song called Party on a Floating Cake.
This sounds like an NFT.
No, it's not. It's a fun little song. All right, this is Party on a Floating Cake.
Thank you.
Hello. That song was called Northern Lights by Puccio Roll something. How would you approach saying that?
Rollins.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah, that one we decided sounds like I thought it sounded like music that you would hear at the venue before the concert starts.
For what artist?
The song that we just listened to. Oh, for what artist? Probably like a rant. I went to go see James Murphy do a DJ set, and there was an act. So he was actually the headliner, which is crazy. It was for an act, Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
And the... personally, my friend and I, we were not big fans of Spokane. It was like... The music was just like... It was just jam.
Spokane. It's a city in Washington.
Do people not say... Okay, never mind.
Go on.
Anyway. Well, it wasn't... Sorry. His name wasn't after the city in Washington. But anyway... Okay. Probably still pronounced the same way that Spokane is pronounced. This is a digression. Essentially, we thought the music was funny because it was just like wah-wah pedal, jammy, and then the lyrics were like, love is love and the sun is life. It was a lot of that. So I think I could imagine that music being the song that you would listen to before that act goes on.
Yeah.
Wah-wah pedal. Jam.
Just funky is all we know.
Funky and generic lyrics. Yeah.
It's like car commercial music, but like in the 70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, what's that art style, the corporate art style that like people hate?
I don't know.
We've talked about this before. It's like the blocky kind of neon color, not neon colored. It's a certain type of art style that you see. It's like the just like boilerplate.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. That was.
Let me know in the chat if you guys know what I'm talking about. Think like Magic Spoon cereal box.
Oh. Oh, like recent corporate.
Yeah.
Design.
It's just like it's
yeah.
Its substance is like nothing. Like it's not meant to be anything.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do that kind of art on like Instagram and stuff, and it's like art.
Yeah. Shout out art.
Canva art.
I thought that last song sounded like video game, like, main menu music, when you load up, like, a PlayStation 2 game, and you're just, like, in a Sonic game.
And you're stuck in this,
yeah, like, you're just like, oh, there's cool animations, and it's just, like, it's purely transitional. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play the game Raymond Rabbids?
Yes. Let's talk about
this. I was recently
Raymond's
thinking about...
Raving Rabbids?
Yeah, Rabbids. Yeah. I was thinking about this game recently because...
you put that on the Wii?
Yes, on the Wii.
Remember with, like, the arena and there would be, like, the mini games?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's the big bunny with the metal suit on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about the game where you had to shake the bottle of soda to make the bunny burp so loud that he destroyed all of Paris.
Yeah.
And you would... Yeah. The goal was to destroy as much of Paris as possible.
That's messed up.
Which is such a crazy premise that, like, you could burp so aggressively that you could... But it was such a fun... Like, I remember you would shake the Wii remote.
The Wiimote.
And, like, I had gotten to the point where I was, like, too old to be playing the game, but I still loved it. So my friends and I would, like, kind of hack it. So, like, when you're little, you just, like, you move with your... When you play Just Dance, you're going to move your entire body. But at that point, we just became aware that, like, you could just move the sensor.
You guys were so cool.
Mm-hmm. Which is so sad. We just, like, totally hacked the Raymond Rabbids.
Yeah.
Raymond
Rabbids. Like it's like a bell curve where, like... Sorry to use that terminology. It's like a bell curve where you start, like, enjoying it, and then you get to a point in, like, your tweens where you're like, this is... Oh, like, we... Mm-hmm. We're so, oh, this is so lame. Like... We're gonna game this, and then like now, if you would give me a Wii,
so serious,
Raymond's Raymond Rabbids, I would, like, oh, slay the world. We just got intelligent newbies. Thanks. That's not the kind of noise I was thinking about. But anyway, I would love to play Raymond's Raymond Rabbids. I think I'm gonna watch like clips of that on YouTube when I get home. Yeah.
We could probably find like an emulator or something like that to play online. That was a genius game, and also the animation was really weird. I remember it being kind of like a freaky game.
It had like no dialogue, but it was like a sense of humor.
Yeah, and I like all of those childhood things that are a little bit creepy are so fascinating to me that like sometimes like all those things that you think about that you like liked when you were a kid and they're now you think about them and it's
like I watched Monster House.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw like clips of it. I'm like, this is so weird. Mm-hmm. It's so scary.
Yeah. I watched that movie recently. It's not very good anymore.
I wonder if it's like our perspective of it that makes it creepy, or is it just like, oh, everyone thinks it's creepy?
Yeah, I think knowing that you watched it as a child adds another layer of creepy.
Yeah, I don't like when you like watch a movie and you just understand a reference that was supposed to go over your head and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
Will Smith can't say that.
You're watching it like your parents watched it and when you were watching it together. Yeah, that's too much.
How are we going to transition this into the last song? This is Bean Tunes.
This is Bean Tunes Radio. This has been such a great hour of non-theme music. I mean, we had a lot of
free form.
Free form was the theme. Music was the theme. Songs. Anyway, this is Jill Yum for Bean Tunes Radio. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I think we've got about a song and a half left. We're going to play one more song, one from Stereolab, and then a little jingle to finish us off from the BBC.
Let's go. This is one for all the blokes out there.
Yeah, this one from Stereolab is called Unity Purity Occasional.
Woo!
Okay. All right.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.